Halloween is coming, Halloween is coming.
Two drunks in a podcast.
Welcome to episode 99 of Two Drunks in a Podcast. I am Lucas, and that is Brian, and we are here to talk vampire.
Ooh, that is scary. The Count has
not
spoken.
Not really, it's more Sesame Street funny.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Sesame Street. The Count was fucking cool. He could be scary if he wanted.
Yeah.
If he ever sucked the blood out of someone's neck,
maybe that... If he ever sucked the blood out of Elmo's neck, then I'd be scared.
Then I would be scared, yes. You're right. So he's right. We are here to talk about vampires.
Yes.
Those nasty, garlic-fearing, cross-fearing...
They're really nasty.
Beasts.
They're kind of actually the most sophisticated of all...
Yeah, they're kind of the fags.
Sub-human humans.
Yeah, but they're kind of gay, you know? They're
yes.
way too fruity about things. They're
A-too fruity.
So, Lucas...
Yes, you talk... You just keep walking and getting your soda while I just say... Welcome, everybody. Two Drunks Podcast. It is time. We're going to go over many movies about the vampires. Not the Daywalkers.
Not the Daywalkers.
Though we will mention the Daywalkers.
The Nightwalkers.
And that be one of the most famous vampires.
Dracula. We do have an email.
We have an email.
To go
do we
over
want to speak that?
Before we go into the vampire talk.
Yes, my
It is from Mike.
Yes, my Italian friend. Let's
I'm the Italian vampire. Grazie.
Let's go into it.
Grazie for the bite of the neck.
Let's go.
It is a great big...
For a paragraph.
Look at the big juicy artery.
Pretty size.
Give me some Parmesan, eh?
Hey, Joey!
Hey, long time no communicato or some such. Anyway, I am drunk.
Have you ever been to Los Angeles?
I went there once. And the exit ramp I took, I made a 3-4 turn, and I ended up in some strip mall.
That was the first time I went to L.A. on my own.
I went there several times when I was a truck driver.
I remember this one time. I had a load of brand new tires that got delivered to a distribution warehouse. Yes, distribution.
Yes!
And while they were unloading my truck, I walked down to the street and got a haircut.
You know, tires are light for their size. So they pack them in from side to side, top to bottom, and front to back. Because if they put them on pallets, they would be wasting a lot of space. So they pack them in by hand, and have to load them in the same way.
I hope you guys have a happy Halloween.
Mike Ballard.
From?
UndergroundShortBus@gmail.com.
Now I would like to answer one part of his email.
With the part,
was,
would
you
have
like
you
ever been... to Los Angeles.
I have been to the airport. But there was too much daylight. I had to hide.
I never went to Los Angeles. But I did go to the, San Diego.
But that's not Los Angeles.
But it was very dirty. I did see the smog from Los Angeles. We just never went to...
You're probably the only bloodsucker that could have survived...
I must say,
in
I
such
was
a place
very,
as the West
very
Coast.
Slighted in my 2005 Dodge Intrepid.
You'd be surprised, because yes. According to the Lost Boys, as vampires, we like the beach.
Yes.
The boardwalk.
And...
We feed on people who ride motorcycles.
Don't forget, not only the Lost Boys, Dr. Blade...
Blade did not like the beach.
No, but they did like... The evil vampires did like to go to the beach.
I never saw the vampire.
Remember,
oh, just to burn the
Mr.
vampire.
Frost.
Yes, they burned Mr. Frost.
Mr.
Burns
Frost
the vampire.
Took the inch off.
He is a disgrace to us as vampires.
I agree.
I do
In
not
case
like him.
You are going for human domination, then you can go, Mr. Frost. Because he knows what it is to be against, how do you say, the everyman?
The day walker.
Exactly.
Day walker.
The blade.
Or the human, a.k.a. the cattle.
Yes.
As we
but
like
he
to
was
call.
Not only human, he was also vampire.
Vampire. Exactly. He's a vampire.
Exactly.
Day walker, night walker.
He was every day walker. If
he walk every day, he don't give a fuck what day it is. He fucking blade. He fucking walk any goddamn day he fucking want to.
Exactly. If he's awake, he's a walking.
Let's take a shot of the fucking blood.
I will.
Va?
Even though my vampire just sounded German, but I will. I will.
We are vampires. We're bilingual.
Yes.
Toast the blood.
I have a very clear blood these days.
Nothing tastes better than fresh blood.
I agree.
I love it. It's great blood. Let me count the drops of blood.
Yeah.
A one. A two.
Yeah,
a three drops of blood. Thank you, because I could not do the count laugh.
It's okay.
I needed you to do the count laugh for me.
I have to be here for something.
What are some of your favorite movies that portray us as vampires?
Me personally, you know, the interview with the vampire, you had the...
Ugh, they portray us as faggots in that movie.
I mean, I had never seen vampires being one to eat mice if it don't have a human. He takes the mice, he get in the sewer. He just slid down there because that was a terrible Italian / vampire.
I did not know what you're talking about.
You're
the craziest fucking vampire
people
I've ever heard.
If you haven't picked it up yet, our vampire voices are just Italians.
They're bilingual vampires.
It's not bilingual. This is Tony Soprano coming out going... Hey.
We're by accent. We right. Speak with many different accents.
That is correct.
The vampire. We like to voos the V in front of every word.
We do like to voos the V in front of every word.
I hate the Voss. The Voss and the Vard.
You don't want to hit the Vard. Because if the Voss and the Vard. The Vard will hit you back.
Or the Varlik.
Well, correct.
The Varlik. The Varlik.
The Varlik.
The
Varlik
will heal you. The Vard. David.
Yeah.
David will bite you back.
Don't dare.
The thing to bite. What? Enough of that.
Right.
Van de van.
Green.
De van.
Yes. Van.
Is the blood taste so good?
It did that one time, except for the guy who had the copper poisoning.
You know what I do not like?
What do you not like, Count Brio?
Count Lucas.
Yeah.
The Buffy, the Count Chocula, these things, they make us look not scary.
I agree.
We are very scary creatures. We are.
Blade 3
has the iPod. Would the vampire use the iPod?
Right, but here's the thing. You had the Count Raccoon. He came back up.
Excuse me. Yeah. Who is Count Raccoon?
He is number one on the...
Number two descendant to Count Dracula.
Well, Dracul is...
Supreme.
Dracula.
And second in command is Count Raccoon?
No.
Who is Count Raccoon?
Dracul.
No, you said Count Raccoon.
I apologize. I have a cold.
You have a cold?
It makes my L's sound like N's. What can I say?
I don't know.
I said that in the Blade 3, the Count Raccoon, he goes into the... He goes into the store. He has a gay man behind counter.
This is day or night? It cannot be day.
In what day? He was
it cannot
day
be
walker.
Day.
He is...
Who is the day walker?
in a Dracula.
Dracula is not a Daywalker. Only Blade is a Daywalker. Dracula is not a Daywalker.
He walk into the store with the gay man behind the counter. Sexy woman say, look at our stuff.
You kind of sound like you might be a Chinese vampire.
I was thinking that myself.
Ching Chong
but
Vampire!
I'm trying to stick with one accent, it just did not work.
It is impossible for
happening.
Two drunks
he
to
goes
stick
into
to one accent.
Store and kills both the male and the female because they were serving Count Chocula and his little pet suspensors. And I don't know why I'm in this accent. Oh boy. So, I don't know.
Your accent is going to mess up my accent. You keep talking in so many different accents.
I agree, but here's the thing, my
you
friend.
You fuck my verda.
Here's the thing, my friend. You know what you just said when you were...
I went Russian.
No, wait,
try to say
no,
vodka.
It was kind of Russian, but you know what it was instead of Russian? It sounded more German.
Do you really think us vampires speak in so many different accents?
I do believe so. I mean, they do live from night to
night. Hey, Pazano!
Yeah, I mean...
Would you like a meatball? A rare?
There could be a Blade out there who just goes, hi, I'm Blade. I'm here to kill many vampires.
Blade was a ninja.
Hey. There are people out there with the sharper teeth. They say they are the vampire, but I just say they're part of, the
monster. I've got sharper teeth.
Of course you
then
have.
That ninja's teeth are white.
That okay? is true, but your teeth
and
are
that
white.
And that ninja have some white teeth.
Hey,
did
Vinja.
You see Passenger 54?
Vinja.
Very white
Mr.
teeth.
Mr. Vinja. Your teeth are very white as well. In it's case
count,
you
Count
in case you had wrapped.
Count Insano.
Wait.
Take another
correct.
Shot of your blood. You're
even
talking crazy.
Suckled in.
Don't say suckle. It sounds like
suckled
you're suckling a pig's nipple.
In to a female throat.
A crotch.
Throat. Ripping out every blood
I think
vessel.
You said that you want to rip someone's crotch out.
No, sir.
And eat their brawls.
Brawls.
Suck of their penis.
No, sir. There would be no there would be no...
You want to put two bite marks in someone's penis, do you?
Well, there was that one time Jerry Seinfeld came out and said, hey, what with these vampires always running around my penis? And I bit his penis. Yes, I bit his penis. He mocked me. I'm just trying to be a regular vampire, but keep in mind, I was not in human form at the time. I was a bat at the TA, but...
You were a bat.
I was a
You're
bat.
A cross-dressing
that
vampire.
That does not give me much to back off of, but I did bite his penis. Yes. I, as a bat, did bite Jerry Seinfeld. And
alright, enough! Enough of the fucking accents! You have changed your accent 400 fucking times, man!
Well, there was
You are not
time,
a vampire!
You know, I was in England, what can I say?
Put your foot in your mouth!
I can't put my foot in your mouth. You own that foot. That's your foot that you may be putting in my mouth. Listen.
What are we talking about in Black Plague?
Quite,
I think we're talking about vampires.
Quite.
Let's
quite.
Get back into
hey,
the right
hey,
fucking
sir,
accents, eh?
Sir, I will talk about the vampires. I will. Because here's the thing. You were talking about how the vampires are multilingual. And,
you like taking a shot.
I'm feeling like taking a shot.
So go ahead, Crocodile Bundy.
No, I'm not going into my Australian
Conan
accent.
Conan O.D.?
No, sir. Because Australian accent would be more like, yeah, my name's Crocodile Dundee. Now, let me tell you something. When we go down to the sewers, you want to look for anything with blood. You got your rats, you got your maggots, you got...
You kind of sound like Steve Irwin, though.
I right? know, I'm a retard.
Yeah! Vincent Price enjoyed it.
Vincent Price is a laughable fool.
Did you think that we were going to go 14 minutes without talking in our normal voices? Hell, I actually thought we might run the whole episode until I realized we had only gone 14 minutes with those accents.
But that's all right, because I wouldn't get in your mind this accent. Because let me tell you, the figgity fuck.
They call Val. They call you Val Kilmer?
Vultures down here. Now, let me tell you something, boy. We don't have too much of your kind around here. We did have the Loch Ness Monster. We kind of moved him over to Scotland. And now, we're just kind of sitting here waiting for a new kind of revisioning of aura. Have we seen any ghosts? No! Of course we haven't. That would be absolutely ridiculous. We don't have enough historic content within our English hemisphere to even come up ghosts. Now, vampires. Now that's a different story. You see, I know most of you, if you're not a vampire, if you're a Christian or a Catholic, you may have heard, and it didn't happen to us, but we've heard from around the world. Now, in Egypt, in Istanbul.
What in the fuck are you talking about,
countries,
man?
You have vampires just going from door to door, stealing baby after baby.
The vampire stole my baby!
Exactly! They're making little vampire babies. And it's making me mad. Because we've lost over 1/8 of our English population in the last 3.5 months.
Coming soon to theaters, Austin Powers and the Shaggin' Vampire. Starring Lucas Payne as Austin Powers. Excuse
Shagadelic
me. Lucas Insano.
Count Insano as...
What the fuck were we just talking about?
This is why we shouldn't get drunk and do a show. I hope everyone's drunk
a
listening.
Vampire! You had my baby! If you want to have another baby...
Just wait till my voice actually...
I think you have to take another shot because the Queer Wolf song was playing. So, Lucas, have you ever encountered a vampire, sir?
No, but my mama...
Your mama.
What's her name? Dildo Queen?
The Dildo Queen.
She has told me about some little squads of retards in Madison.
That think they're vampires?
Yeah.
What the fuck? You know, for the longest time, while me and Lucas used to ride around and smoke pot, not that we still don't.
Right.
But we were convinced that the people in this neighborhood were vampires.
Right.
Because we never see them leave their house. Their lights are always on at night.
Right.
So we decided that we were going to be like the Frog Brothers from The Lost Boys. You know, we were going to hunt down vampires. We were going to rid the world of blood-sucking sons of bitches.
What we gotta do, man.
So, we're looking... We're 6 years later. We're still looking for our first vampire to stake.
One yet, but...
So someone please email us.
Hey, Brian, here's an update for you.
You found a vampire.
No, I can't...
God
damn it. Wait. Okay. Wait, there is a good possibility.
Good
he is a vampire.
Okay.
I cannot make any guarantees. I, you know, while I'm getting my vampire mind in frame, I like to ride around, you know, smoke a little of that grass, they call it.
Yeah.
Weed, pot, whatever. I don't know. They
vampires
think,
call it the Chiba Chiba.
No, the vampires just call it just grass because, you know, it is a little something to it, but. You know, I've heard these fucking humans
Just talk about how great it is.
Dude, we're not vampires. Quit portraying that we're vampires. Because if you're a vampire, I'm going to stake your fucking vampire ass right here.
God damn it, I was portraying.
If there's one thing I hate is vampires, and I'm going to stab you with that wooden pencil right there,
okay,
buddy.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not a vampire. Talk.
Why? I mean, I...
Wouldn't you rather me be a vampire and keep talking? But no.
You know what I'd really like to know? You know what I'd really like to know? What happened to you at the end of episode 98? Are you dead or are you alive?
No,
I mean, you were attacked.
Well,
I was a zombie.
No, here's the thing.
Then I turned into a vampire, of course. Well, I found out the shot really wasn't, you know, trioxin, not zombie related. It was actually vampire shot.
Do you want me to tell you what happened or not?
About what?
What happened to me at the end of that episode?
Yeah, I want to know. I want to know what happened to you.
They bit my ear off.
They?
Yeah.
You mean me?
You were the most they, as far as the most egregious, trying to just rip my entire face off. But you and your friend, just the only thing you really got was my ear.
Which isn't really a fucking
deal
to you.
What do you care? Out of all limbs, you could have disarmed me. I could have been the one-armed man over here, but no. Now I'm the one-eared man, which doesn't really matter because I didn't really hear that great out of that ear anyway. Well, so you were a loser of a zombie.
I know. Well, shit. So we've dealt with zombies. We might even be dealing with vampires on this episode.
Right.
So, I mean, I think next week... I mean, I don't want to give away a lot of next week's shit.
Give it away!
But I think maybe
give
we...
Give away what you want.
We should,
I don't care.
We should conjure the biggest of all, because, I mean, we've hit the smaller time. Let's go big. Let's conjure Satan. Let's bring Satan to drunks in a podcast next week.
Afraid,
kind of fray? Let's do it anyways. Let's do it anyways. How about you take a shot and not think about it? How about you take a shot, not think about it, and just answer me regardless? Okay. That sounds better. So we're all going to take a shot. Hey, we're even going to have Dr. Puss send us into a shot.
Here I'm taking a shot.
Thank you,
okay.
Dr. Puss. Yeah.
Congratulations, everybody. Our vampire / zombie brethren, Brian, is...
If you haven't figured that out from the first episode, I am drinking liquor. That's
yes.
Why I've been taking shots. I have not been taking shots of beer, because that's pussy. You don't take shots of beer. You drink beer. You guzzle beer. You shotgun beer. You beer bong beer.
Don't fuck
whatever.
Your dick
drinking.
Will come out and tread.
Lucas bites his own dick for blood.
Boy,
so don't let him fool you. He's a vampire, and I'm going to tell you how to destroy Lucas tonight and how to destroy other vampires just like him. Because, you know, vampires like Lucas, they're the ones that go off and make shit like Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No.
The Forsaken.
No, shut up.
Interview with the Vampire, dare you?
No, that I was part of.
He even posed for the cover of Count Chocula, the General Mills cereal box.
Don't talk. Hey.
Fuck it, man.
No, wait,
if
wait.
If you try
wait,
to tell
hey,
me...
I'm not,
that
hey,
fucking...
I'm not dissing my alter egos, but do not talk past Interview with the Vampire.
Fuck Interview with the Vampire. Okay, look, I enjoy Anne Rice just as much as anyone, all right? But fucking vampires is a bunch of melodramatic, whiny bitches. That's not the way it fucking goes. They're ruthless, they're hardcore, and they don't give a shit. And we're going to prove that to you guys because we're going to go check out the new vampire movie. Of course, it would have been nice. Would have been really fucking nice if it would have released this week. But it didn't.
Right.
It's going to wait till next week. 30 Days a Night. It's an adaptation of a graphic novel that started back in 2004. So this thing's been going for quite some time.
Right.
And, I mean, obviously, we're hoping for good success. I mean, look at Sin City and 300. Both graphic novels, both pretty good success.
Touché.
30 Days of Night is probably going to be the first thing vampire-related that's really going to scare the fucking shit right out of your butthole.
But Salem's Lot. Keep in mind the whole Tom Cruise looking like a retard, even though he
dude, that's what I'm saying.
Up.
Interview with the Vampire was not scary. It was pussy.
No.
It was pussy.
I agree, but that whole image, that was, you have to keep in mind.
That's one Dyke's opinion.
I agree.
One Louisiana Dyke's opinion.
I agree, but
fucking
that nice image of Lestat, quote unquote, that cocksucker Tom Cruise, the image of after Claudia and queer ass Brad Pitt had thrown Tom Cruise / Lestat into the river after she had already lit the house on fire and was trying to get the alligators to eat Lestat.
Yeah.
The first images you ever saw of the movie was that scene. Was Lestat / Tom Cruise.
Okay, the first scene of the movie I saw, no, that's not true. The first scene of the movie I saw was fucking faggot-ass Christian Slater sitting there interviewing faggot-ass Brad Pitt saying he was a vampire.
I'm not talking about looking at the actual film. I'm talking about the
closing my eyes and what I saw.
Anybody ever talked about that movie was on when Entertainment Tonight was popular. And they had only an image of Tom Cruise coming out of that pond from when he had been burned.
Yeah, after you mean, you know, and then he comes out and butt fucks.
Well, yeah. Everybody.
Brad Pitt.
Everybody.
You know, the only thing that sucked, I mean, other than, I mean, it's a good story. It's a good story, I'll have to say.
Oh, damn.
I like the story. I don't like vampires portrayed as a bunch of neoclassical faggots. Okay? I don't like that.
But then again, the way they did it, it worked. Because they had a whole system of how they would get blood.
Sort of.
Without just directly going after people.
It worked, but I don't want to see vampires be a bunch of pussies.
No, wait, can I add something for you?
You can add it.
Actually,
you can add it. I might cut it.
It's actually
going to
help you in your. It's not really being pussies. It's being the masses.
Aristocratic fuckbags.
They are masses of their plantations.
Dude, plantations.
Even though they cannot
exactly
come up to see
look
what's
at your
actually
key
happening
word there
in the plantation.
Plantations.
While the sun
plantations.
Is
guess what?
Yeah.
That shit went out of style years ago. Fuck plantations. Unless you're a down south hillbilly vampire, fuck that shit. Let's take a shot, smoke a cigarette, tell these motherfuckers to listen to some fucking Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah!
How about that shit?
That's gonna hear.
How about that? Fuck
because
that.
If Jimmy Fallon, you're going to laugh, and then you're going to come right back to be depressed. We're going to depress you. We're going to make you sad.
Take a shot. Take
fuck
a
it.
Fucking
fuck
shot.
Fuck a shot.
Okay, take a big sip. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to stab you through the heart with a steak when we get back regardless. Bitch.
And now, with some thoughts on trick-or-treating, Jimmy Fallon.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, you know what? I realize that I'm too old to be dressing up for trick-or-treating, and yet I still want to go to people's houses and ring the doorbells, you know? So this year I'm going Halloween caroling.
Halloween caroling?
Yeah, yeah. This is where I write Halloween versions of my favorite songs. I go out to people's doorbells, ring them, and then do a little bit of this. And it's 7 more days left in October, and it's 1 more week till Halloween. And it's been so long since I trick-or-treated, I think I should. Na 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 na, yeah.
So what do they do?
They give me candy. You know, I just ring the doorbell and I go, Well, she said it's cold outside, I said it's October. And when we get to the party, Wish that someone else was dressed like Jenny McCarthy, and she says, babe, how? I thought that I'd be the one at home, yeah. And she says, baby, let's have a drink and then leave. I mean, oh, I'm pissed. Can't believe someone else wore the same costume. See, like, everyone can do it now. Yeah. Yeah, everyone can do it. It's easy. Even girls can do it. Here's Alanis Morissette. How about many candy bars? Aren't they moronic? How about two people that get you bags of pennies? Yeah. Thank you, Mike and Ike. Thank you, Candy Corn. Thank you, Smarties.
So, like, this year. Get ready, you know? Because if this thing catches on, you know? This thing catches on, somebody might ring your doorbell and go, I have eggs and candy, yeah. Shaving cream is in my hair. Shine my flashlight at people that stare in my direction. Mama, this is happy Halloween to you.
Put it in the hand.
Vampires are very vain, and they're always looking to deliver their melodramatic story to some reporter that's willing to listen.
Yeah.
So if we put an ad out, Vampire Wanted, you know, to interview you about your bullshit, stupid, gay life.
Right.
We could get them in.
That's true.
Pshaw! Stake those motherfuckers.
And we can even have P.O.D. play when P.O.D. we go. Pshaw. Pshaw!
Dude, we're definitely going to kill some vampires.
Oh, of course.
I mean, we're sitting here right now as we record this episode. We're taking shots, and we're carving steaks, man. We're getting ready. Because once we're done with this episode, we're heading out, and we're finding vampires
and
tonight.
And I just swear to God, I really hope that, what's his name, the guy from 24...
You mean the vampire from The Lost Boys?
No. Yes.
Kiefer Sutherland?
Kiefer. I hope his dad does not come in. I hope Donald Sutherland does not come in and go, oh, Lukey the Vampire Slayer, you may want to straighten up your,
I just hope that Kiefer Sutherland doesn't offer me some Chinese food and turn it into maggots or some shit.
Because
I'll be
again,
pissed.
Then
I'll
again,
be pissed.
That could be tasty if you're not thinking about it.
Hey, don't fuck with my Chinese food, Kiefer. We're going to have problems.
Yeah.
We're going to have major problems. You're going to find a steak through your goddamn heart.
And it will
you
be
You soulless
from
son of a bitch.
Steakhouse, whether you like it or not.
I'm going to take an Aussie steak
and
shove that
be,
bitch
it's
right
gonna
in your
be
heart.
Well done.
Well done, motherfucker.
So you don't even get any kind of happiness of having any kind of blood on it.
Right here?
Yeah.
How to Survive a Horror Movie. We got one of the best ones that I haven't seen used in a movie. Okay?
Okay.
To go back to your interview with the vampire, because you like that vampire movie.
Right.
Do you remember how they killed Lestat? They made him drink of the blood of those dead boys. Because dead blood...
But that did not kill him.
Yes, it did.
No, it did not.
Well, they sliced
him all
up. According
to the movie, that is when, after he had drank the blood of the boy and sister twins.
Two boys.
Which were,
two boys.
Were they two boys?
Yes.
Okay. He was a faggot. Tom Cruise is a faggot. He drank the blood of two boys. After sucking their dicks just because he's Tom
Cruise.
Dude,
that's food poisoning to vampires. They can't drink dead blood.
But it's Tom Cruise.
Dude, they can't drink dead blood.
It's Tom Cruise.
Check this out. You know what we do? Fuck a vampire. We're going to take our bullets. We're going to go down to IGA.
Right.
We're going to request some butchers the blood from the back. They're dead animals. We're going to dip our bullets... And some fucking blood.
Right.
Dead blood. And then we're going to shoot some fucking vampires. Then our normal bullets will work. Because they're covered in dead blood.
What does the blood have to do?
Because vampires can't drink dead blood. So well, we shoot them.
Hey, they're not drinking it if we're shooting it into their heart.
But they've got dead blood in their body now. It's like food poisoning. It's going to kill the vampires, dude. We're going to fuck them up.
I don't know,
or,
man.
Like the movie.
Your best bet's just to go with the old interview.
Hey.
Vampire said, get yourself three triplet dead homosexual
it's double.
Males.
It's two. Twins.
Waiting to be sucked the blood out of. And then burn them alive while they play piano. And then put them into a swamp with alligators, which they could feed on, which they would
dude, we're not in New Orleans.
Come back and kill us.
We're not in New Orleans. And really, nowadays, you don't need to put them in New Orleans to get eaten by crocodiles. Just put them in New Orleans. They're either going to get mugged, raped, murdered,
yeah,
or a hurricane's going to take them out.
That's true.
So let's take all of our vampires like the Pied Piper and lead them down by flute to New Orleans. And they'll either die from a hurricane or they'll all attend a night New Orleans Saints game and they'll die when they realize how bad the New Orleans Saints really are.
But then they rise again. When they realized Reggie Bush just gave them hope with a 20-yard completion, which does not amount to jack.
But when Reggie Bush is laying at the bottom of the pile and he's biting the opposing team's necks, that's not going to fly in football, man.
I know.
It's not going to cut it.
Hey, here's the thing. They're only going to get two 15-yard penalties. It's just 30 yards if even somebody else besides Mr. Reggie goes after the neck of a defensive opponent.
Dugas.
Yeah?
Dude, did you just hear that?
Yeah. It was a door shutting on my life.
No. Dude, that wasn't in your head. That was a door shutting here in the studio.
That was in the studio.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Is there anyone here? Is Dank or Anarchy here?
No, I don't see shit.
I don't see shit either. All right, well, fuck it. Who cares? Let's just keep going. Fuck
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
It's the wind.
Just the wind.
So, where were we? Were we talking about bloodsuckers?
Yes.
I think we were talking about bloodsuckers.
Right.
So, hey, dude, did you ever see the movie Near Dark?
No.
Okay, it's a bloodsucker movie, and it's set like in... It's like a Western-type vampire movie.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. You should check it out. It's got Lance Henriksen in it, you know, the guy that played Bishop from the Alien series,
okay.
The droid. I don't know, I'm just thinking you should check it out. I mean, maybe you don't want to, maybe you don't give a shit. I don't fucking care. Most likely what? Don't let Vincent Price cut you off. You say what you gotta say. Who gives a shit if he's laughing? You're allowed to talk while he's laughing. There's no rule against you talking while Vincent Price is laughing. Shit.
And I don't
you know what?
Shit.
Fuck him. Fuck Vincent Price. I'll show you it's okay, Lucas. You're going to fucking talk during his whole song. You're going to talk during Michael Jackson's Thriller. How about that, Lucas? Go ahead. It's your show, dude.
Okay.
Your time to shine.
Let's see how it works.
Try it out.
I need some volume.
Whoa. He hasn't started.
Because I am still a deaf vampire.
Now, are you going to talk or are you going to try to sing along?
Oh, I'm going to talk.
I don't know, man. I can't seem to talk.
What?
The music's kind of taking over.
Sound good.
I don't know, dude.
Trust me.
Dude, the music.
Hey, trust me.
Lucas, the music. It's got me, dude. Lucas, dude, it's close to midnight.
It's all good.
Something evil is lurking in the dark.
Just wait till the white black feature talks.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark.
It's perfect. Is it a vampire?
Under the moonlight. Something evil lurks at your heart.
Hey, do you think Michael's gonna come back this year to see us? Do you think he's coming back? Are you paying attention?
But you're not paralyzed. because this is Thriller. Now, this is Thriller Night. This is when I slipped my teeth into the back of Michael's life.
So you are a vampire.
Yeah.
This is the case. You are the vampire.
That is correct.
But I did not invite you into this house. You just did. So how did you get in here?
You did invite me in. When you were telling me to take care of Michael. But I was taking my time.
Lucas.
You just took me for some
Dr. Putz is going to make you take a shot. Maybe we can kill you with shots. If you're a vampire, that is.
Feel like taking a shot.
Damn you. Dr. Pussy.
Did you just call him Dr. Pussy?
Yeah, I'm a vampire. You can't do shit about it.
Dude, I don't think that flies.
What's he gonna do? Eat my brains up and make me a zombie?
Ooh. He might.
I forgot to break.
That's right, you broke your shot glass on break. No one got to hear you breaking your shot glass.
I think it's on there somewhere.
It might be, I doubt it is. That was terror all in itself. Lucas breaking his shot glass. It was a scary, scary, scary incident. So let me go ahead and cover this while Lucas washes out a shot glass since he broke his other shot glass. You can check us out on the web at www.myspace.com/2 Drunks in a Podcast. It's all one word.
Excuse me.
We'd like you to call us for these Halloween episodes.
Not plugged to Drunks in a Podcast.
I'm not the vampire. You are. You can call us if you'd like. It's 206-202-3177. We actually need at least one of you to call. Luckily, Mike saved us this month. But for October, we need a call or they'll disconnect our line. So, you know, even if you're just going to call and say, fuck us, that's fine. We just need a call. I don't care what you say.
You said faggot ass 4'10"
Alex Mack. The Adventures of Alex Mack. Intern Alex Mack or Linda or whoever the fuck it is. I don't really give a shit who the fuck it is. Just fucking call in. How about that? You know, that might scare us for Halloween. How about you call? That's the treat. Okay? Trick us by telling us to fuck off. Offer us a treat by leaving us a voicemail. That sounds like a fair trade-off, don't you, Lucas? I think he's burping within his shirt. The alcohol has killed him.
Probably 4 shots in 2. That hurt me, but not you.
It didn't hurt me because obviously I'm not the one taking shots.
Even though it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but you know what does
even
matter?
Even though I'd like your heart served on a gold platter.
Yeah, your vampire talk is starting to freak me out a
so
little.
So I can suck the blood out of it, even though I don't give a shit.
Doctor
about who?
Zeus. Shut
may just
the
win
fuck up.
This undead
dojo?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. If it's undead dojo time, that means it's Art of Ruin defending his undead title.
Against who?
Against the one and only pure macabre artist that we love to play on this show. And we're hoping he's going to give us a new one for our Halloween episodes. Karma.
Okay.
Actually, we're going to play some, let's play some Queen of Pain. We've already played it once on our show.
That works.
We're going to play it again. We're going to do some Carver while he takes on Art of Ruin. You're obviously going to roll for Art of Ruin because I refuse to, like last episode. And here it is, the Undead Dojo. Art of Ruin is taking his jiggle jaggle roll. Looks like he's got a... Ooh, shit. Looks like he's got a 4-2-6. That's a 12 for Art of Ruin. And Carver has a... Oh, shit. Check that out, Lucas. What does that say right there, sir?
5-5-5.
That's right. 15 to 12. Go ahead, Art of Ruin. I think Lucas is about to vomit his guts up. He might not make it, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, I guess there's not that many ladies. He wrote a 4-4-6-14 for Art of Ruin, giving him 26. Carver pulls a 6-2-2. That is 10-25. Carver, he's behind by 1 point. Art of Ruin, which I'll roll for because Lucas is puking his vampire guts out at the moment. Art of Ruin rolls a 2-2-1. That's a 5. Putting him at 31. And Carver, to end this episode's Undead Dojo, rolls a 4-3-1. That gives him 8. Is that right? So, wow. That is all Carver. 33, 31, Art of Ruin. Thank Christ, if you didn't go last week, you went this week. We're just too drunk and too stupid to listen to last week's episode to see who actually lost. So, Carver, you're the new champion. You have beaten whatever his name is. I've already forgotten. The Puke Queen is back.
I haven't puked. He hasn't puked. But I do have to say to everybody, I do have to apologize because this was the one particular time in all of the times that we have ever broadcasted our episodes of Two Drunks in a Podcast that I actually did think I was going to puke. Now, one people who may think, wow, what exactly does it make it for Lucas to think he has to puke? Besides funny music. It actually takes the fact that I cannot control my own bodily fluids, not pissing or shitting or shit like that, but the fact that I will drool. But hey, fuck a dog. Dogs don't drool as bad as I do when I think I may be puking.
Dude, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
When did you grow those two entirely large teeth right there?
When I lost the tube behind it.
They're poking through your lip, and they're kind of freaking me out. Well, not to mention that your pale white skin is a little unnerving for me.
I was going to say this. When I was younger, you know when all those people were saying, oh, look, I missed a tooth. I get some money from Tooth Fairy. No, I never got that. Because I never lost these.
Lucas, what is that red shit all over your shirt?
Well, that's something coming for me tonight. Whether it's giving me $1.50. Yes, that's the $1.50. Ooh, sounds like a lot.
I think you're confusing me with math. I'm going to just slowly reach back for this weapon. You just stay exactly where you are.
I mean, I'm just here. I know we have a whole month. It's Halloween.
It is, but if you're a vampire, you're not gonna make it through this month.
If I can
just get to this weapon.
What weapon?
Dude, I don't know.
Why are you trying to bring weapons in?
You're freaking me out. You're freaking me out. I know, but you look.
Fuck you, human. I'm just sitting here.
Did you just say human?
Yeah.
You just called me a human?
Yeah. Listen
what
here.
What does that mean? What does that mean you are?
I just thought I was going to sit here and throw it everywhere. But no. You want to go on with the show. You didn't have to worry about me over there just spitting out shit. Just going, man, I hope I don't throw up all over myself.
This is going to get bad.
You don't have to worry about the embarrassment that I would have to wear. As in my signature... Hey, look, everybody, I'm drunk, therefore I throw up on the top.
Just get down to it.
But no.
Are you going to kill me, or am I going to have to kill you?
You're going to do whatever you got to do, because I don't want to kill you.
All right, that's it.
Oh, Jesus.
I've got this goddamn weapon.
Fucking sickle.
Are you a vampire?
Just answer me the goddamn question. Chop out all the internal organs that matter in all one particular point.
Dude.
Sure, go ahead, try it. I don't care.
I got one thing to say to you.
Say it!
It's actually a couple words, so it's not really one thing, but it's one statement to say to you.
Okay.
May God have mercy on your vampire soul, you son of a bitch! Ah! Oh, ah! 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 I stabbed him quite a few times. I think I've taken care of our vampire problem. Shut the fuck up! Okay. This is Two Drunks in a Podcast. I'm Brian Wretched. That burning piece of ash on the floor is Lucas Insano. And maybe we might return next week for the next two Halloween episodes. Until then, happy hunting.
One, two, three.
Skeleton Jones.